jungles of Africa, where there's a spider known all across the land for his tricks. He was always playing something on all of his friends. Anansi was his name, and stories about him are legendary. They fill thousands of books in all the world. But this one is my favorite story, so I'm going to share it with you. One day, Anansi went walking through the forest, and he was looking at all the trees and the grass and the flowers when he saw something he'd never seen before. It was a rock. But this was no ordinary rock, because this rock had green moss growing on top. Anansi looked at it up and down and all around, and he said, "Well, isn't that a strange moss-covered rock?" And the moment he uttered those words, Anansi fell flat onto the ground with a thud. Well, it took an hour for Anansi to wake up. He had spent all that time out cold on the forest floor. But when he got up, he wanted to figure out why he had been asleep. So he thought about all the things he had done, about walking through the forest and finding a rock and saying, "Well, isn't that a strange moss-covered rock?" And as soon as he uttered those magic words, he fell down again with a thud. Well, an hour later, when Anansi woke up this time, he knew exactly what was going on. He knew that those magic words would work on anybody. So he decided to play his trick on all the animals in the forest. So he began walking until he came to the house of Mr. Lion. And there Mr. Lion was asleep on his front porch, but there were golden yellow bananas all around. And I have to tell you that Anansi was quite hungry, and he decided he would steal those bananas, and he would use his rock trick to do it. So he called out to Mr. Lion, and he said, "Hey, take a walk with me. I'll lead you through the forest trees, show you something new. Never seen, just come go with me." Well, Mr. Lion was intrigued, so he decided to follow Anansi. And they went deep into the jungles of Africa, and they found that rock. And Anansi took Mr. Lion up to that rock, and he showed him. And Mr. Lion looked at it up and down and all around, and sure enough, he'd never seen anything like it. And he said, "Well, isn't that a strange moss-covered rock?" And just like Anansi had planned, Mr. Lion fell down with a thud. Anansi peeked to make sure that Mr. Lion was really fast asleep before he rushed to the forest. He went back to Mr. Lion's house, and there he gathered all of those bananas, as many as his arms could hold, and he put them in his own refrigerator. Wasn't quite through, he decided to play his trick on Mr. Elephant, who lived nearby. So when he got to Elephant's house, he called out to him, and he said, "Hey, take a walk with me. I'll lead you through the forest trees, show you something you've never seen. Just come go with me." Anansi had been eyeing Mr. Elephant's apples for now, and this was the perfect opportunity to steal them. So Anansi and Elephant went walking through the forest until they came to that same certain place with that same special rock, and there they stopped. And Anansi showed Mr. Elephant that rock, and the elephant looked up and down and all around. He even rolled out his trunk to sniff it one time, and he said, "Anansi, isn't this a strange moss-covered rock?" And down fell Elephant with a thud. Well, Anansi was so happy, he rushed through the forest, and he got to Elephant's house, and there he gathered all the apples his little arms could hold. And he took them back to his own refrigerator for safekeeping. Well, that afternoon, Anansi made himself quite busy stealing all the fruits and vegetables from the animals in the forest. Except for one. Her name was Little Bush Deer, and she had been watching Anansi all day. She knew his trick. She knew how his song lured people into the forest, and she knew that he was stealing. She wanted to teach him a lesson. So When Anansi came by that day, she went with him to the forest, and she looked at that rock, and she pretended to be surprised. But when Anansi said, "Tell me what you think about this rock," she wouldn't answer. And Anansi began to get mad. He said, "Tell me, you know what to say. You just tell me the words, just tell me the words." And she said, "It's just a rock." And Anansi said, "That is not what you're supposed to say. What you are supposed to say, isn't that a strange moss-covered rock?" And down fell Anansi with a thud. While little bush deer had won, she tricked Anansi at his own game. So she rushed through the forest and she gathered the elephant, the lion, and everyone else that Anansi had tricked. And they went to Anansi's house where they gathered their bananas and apples and strawberries and blueberries. And they had the biggest party that forest had ever seen. But if you think that Anansi learned his lesson when he woke up, you gotta think again, cause I hear that in the forest this very day you can hear him say,